Yo, what's good, friends, family, and supporters? Welcome to episode 3 of the podcast. Y'all about to hear my voice again for the next fucking 20-30 minutes. But oh well, if you fuck with me hard and you support me in this shit, you should have no issue listening. All the haters, fuck me. The bottom line, nigga. But yeah, man, welcome to episode 3. It's a few things I want to touch on, but I'm just... go ahead, just goddamn elaborate. But yeah, man, first shit I want to get into is that Chris Brown shit that's going on. I don't know. I haven't really, you know, heard the song directly. I just know he said something and it triggered all these damn black girls and a lot of people talking shit about it, so... me personally, I just feel like I don't think he meant what he said, because I heard the lyric, I know what he said. I don't think the way somebody sung it, I can tell like in their voice how he meant it. So it's like when I hear people singing it and the way they singing it, I can tell, like, I know Chris Brown ain't meaning like that what he was saying. Like, leave him alone. That's probably just his fucking... that's probably that nigga preference. Probably what the fuck it is. And not saying... not taking sides. Saying disrespecting girls and shit is right. And disrespecting darts and girls is right. I love darts and girls. I love all females. I don't give a fuck. I love them all. But what I'm saying is... my point... Don't bash this nigga and shit, if you a Darson girl. I'm not saying I'm on his side and shit. I'm not saying what he said about y'all was right. I'm just saying he probably didn't mean it in that way. But as I was saying, don't, like, Darson girls, don't get mad and shit at him and y'all sit here and talk so much shit about light skin fucking people. Like, y'all stay bashing up, like, yo, I even seen, like, females, like, everybody fucking bashes light skin people. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just the assumption that we, these big assholes who just fucking break people's hearts and do motherfuckers filthy. I feel like this shit, like, bro, like, y'all can't, like, that's really some hypocrite shit. For real. The way I look at it. And first and second of all, y'all niggas way, y'all overreacting. Like, I'm sure he didn't mean what he said. I mean, I'm sure he didn't mean it in the way that y'all took it. Like, that's his preference. Nigga, like, probably like Darson girl. But if he do, like, if he did mean, even if he did mean that shit, like, he didn't like Darson girls and shit, that's his preference. Leave him alone. Like, niggas don't be talking shit about y'all females and y'all be like, fuck these black men and y'all about to fucking fuck with a white boy and all that. Nobody says shit to y'all, like, leave. Like, I love all black girls, but if I was a nigga that loved white girl, like, leave me alone. Like, my preference is my fucking preference. Like, if you're not gonna come in and prove to me, get in a relationship with me and prove to me that I needed to fuck with black girls if I was that type of nigga, like, let me fucking be. Like, y'all be fucking wildin', bro. Over nothing. Like, the fuck? Like, if I want to fucking date a fucking Indian fucking girl or some shit, let me. The fuck? It's my preference. Unless you gonna come in, get in a relationship with me, and prove to me why I should just only fuck with black girls. If I was a nigga who liked white girls and shit and said fuck black girls. But no, I'm not that type of nigga. But speaking from them niggas' point of view, like, let me fucking be. Like, for real. But yeah, enough of that. That's just my opinion on that shit. That's what that is. Now, I heard fucking Lil Nas. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Him. I understand I know he came out the fucking closet, but at least a nigga came out the closet and ain't try to act like no straight up G and fucking hide shit. At least he fucking came out with shit. But yeah, like I said, to him, that's what he like, man. That's what the fuck he like. Like, let him make his music and be him. It is what it is, man. Niggas is gonna be gay. Like, niggas don't. Like, niggas is gonna be gay, bro. Just fucking accept it. Nah, like, shit, niggas out they preference and shit. But yeah, that's all I had to say about that. Like, I think he's very fucking, like, he talented and shit. He did a good ass song. That's the most creative shit a nigga ever did. Nobody ever did. No rap nigga ever said, let me do another genre and step outside my shit and bring it to the hip hop, like Lil Nas did. Like, you gotta, y'all niggas gotta respect his hustle though. Like, fuck the sexuality shit. Just listen to the nigga make good music. Move on. Niggas got their preference. You can't change that shit. Like, I'm a straight nigga. I like females. But I'm not gonna sit there and bash a nigga. Be like, yo, you a faggot, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Nah, like, nah, I'm not on that. Like, niggas out there preference. It is what it is. Like, get your money. As IC said, get your money, nigga. Fix bikes or something, nigga. You do what the fuck you gotta do. Like, for real. But yeah, man. Because by the way, y'all, I go to Albany State. I'm pretty sure many of y'all know that. Because I mentioned that in my previous podcast. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. Happy motherfucking Independence Day to all my people out there, though. Like, for real, bro. Like, for real. Happy Independence Day to all y'all. And y'all, be easy, be safe. Don't be out here being a dickhead. Don't be doing dumbass shit. Just goddamn fucking enjoy yourselves, man. As I was saying, man, I go to Albany State and shit. I just, you know, got back to the city and shit. Like, back to Atlanta type shit. I had to get a break, bro. Like, I wasn't in no shit at Albany, bro. But so much drama, I witnessed so much drama between outside people, aside from, away from myself. Like, I seen people beating drama. I was saying I've never been involved. But, yeah, I seen a lot of shit, man. I had to fucking come here, man. Step away from all that shit. Nah, I needed a break, man. I feel like this shit, man, was amazing. Like, this trip back and shit. Back to Atlanta. You know, we live from ATL right now on this shit. Whoa, Zone 4 shit, West Side. If you from where I'm from, you know what the fuck going on. But, yeah, man. Came back home, 4th of July. We having a little firework, little shit. A little competition and shit with the fireworks. Yeah, my dad and them, they be battling and shit, see who got the best fireworks and shit. So that's what we getting into tonight. Me, I smoked a couple blunts and shit. Nigga feel right, yo. Like, college, I ain't really been smoking, cause like, nigga, feds be down there. I never smoked since I've been there. But I'll come back home and goddamn fucking light it up, nigga. What? All that shit. But yeah, I smoked a nice blunt. Fuck around and ate some good ass food. I ate some good ass food when I was there. When I was on fucking campus. Like, that's real shit. But yeah, man. Happy 4th of July, man. Independence Day for everybody. Y'all all motherfucking stay up. Be safe. Don't be fucking these hoes raw and shit. Do not. But yeah. Oh yeah, let me tell y'all. Got off the Greyhound, because I took the Greyhound up here from Albany. It's like a good ass fucking 3-hour ride and shit. I took a fucking Greyhound. Why soon as I got off the fucking bus? Niggas fucking homeless niggas walking. Yeah, man, listen, bro, I don't mean no disrespect, man. I'm from Dallas, Georgia. You know, my girl done kicked me out, man. You think you hit me with anything? Like, for real, though. I'm like, no, nigga, I don't got shit, man. Like, y'all niggas on my face with that shit, man. For real. Every time I fucking touch down in my city, bro, that shit happen. As soon as I get downtown, niggas walking up on me asking for money and shit. Like, y'all homeless ass on, yo. That shit is annoying. Like, anybody from out of town, bro, if you come to Atlanta, that shit is gonna happen to you. Expect it. Niggas is gonna be walking up on you saying they need money. And a lot of niggas is gonna get an attitude and probably insult your ass. And shit. So yeah, if you come to Atlanta, just expect that shit. Don't say I didn't warn you. But yeah, man, I fucking hate that shit, man. And yo, I'm prayed up and I'm glad that God was on my side and this fucking bus ain't crashed. On me, a nigga made it safe to my city. Like, it feels so good to be home, yo. I was in the Uber and shit. It was talking about, like, mad new fucking construction and shit that been going on. Like, with the buildings and shit. But, yeah, I seen mad new shit, man. They built the fucking, housing for, they built, like, student housing for, like, Georgia State and shit. Yeah, man, shit nice. They doing a lot of shit. They rebuild even fucking shit on my block in Union City. Like, I live in Union City. Like, niggas made a new Burger King and shit. Like, the shit rebuilt and fucking nice as fuck. I'm like, damn. Shit changed. Nigga been gone since May 24th. Like, shit really fucking changed, bro. That's real. Like, y'all, I've been gone for so long, bro. I forgot. Like, I feel like I'm a new nigga to Atlanta. Like, I feel like I've never been here before. Like, I feel like I'm just an outside nigga who came on some tourist shit. Like, for real. But y'all already know this my city, though, type shit. This my city, nigga. Everybody know it. Running around town, it's me and my 4 pound. Woo! Y'all know about that gang. But nah. Oh, yeah. I heard on the news, fucking, California had a fucking big ass fucking 6.6 earthquake. I'm like, oh no. Like, that's a fucking place I wanted to move to in my future. That's like one of my dream places. And it's like, oh no. Fucking 6.6 earthquake? No. I'm not doing that. That's the type of shit that make you want to stay fucking east. But I don't want to. Like, I want to live out west. Like, it's nice as fuck out there. Y'all got fucking palm trees, mountains, and shit. All we got is fucking woods over here. But, yeah. We live, man. Know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold y'all too long and shit. It was just a few topics I wanted to get into. I ain't gonna talk y'all ears off, though. It's a real short episode. But, yeah. Like I said, welcome to episode 3. Y'all already know episode 4 next Friday type shit. But yeah, we on, man. For real. Next Friday, remember, be on the lookout. Episode 4. Much love. Peace. For real.